Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Still waiting on Vern unless he opted out of his contract quicker than Pete Alonso did after the game yesterday.
You got me fired up, bro. I'm serious. This Pete Alonso guy, that guy can go kick rocks.
Hey, he's a tool. Always has been.
And the Royals have signed Pete Alonso. Yay! Yeah,
well, all I didn't hear, I had my headphones off. All I heard was like talking about Vern, and then you can go kick rocks. I'm like, yo, Bob, be nice to Vern.
No, what the hell, I'm not talking to Vern. I'm talking about Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso couldn't have opted out of his contract faster yesterday. After the Mets lost, which is just, it's so good to watch the Mets lose.
And, Third highest payroll? First highest payroll.
I thought it was number one. $340 million or something, right?
Philadelphia, and I think the Yankees, is that like the top three? Maybe I'm wrong there somewhere. I know Philadelphia's up there high.
Like the Mets payroll is essentially akin to an NFL payroll, and then we have double the amount of people in the NFL.
Yeah, because they gave Soto the $700 million.
That's right.
They gave Alonso some money. They gave Lindor money, and then nobody else.
Nobody else, yeah.
It's like when you were a kid, Mac, and you go to the store with your mom or to the mall with your mom, you'd be like, okay, we can either go to Old Navy, and you can get three shirts and a couple pairs of pants, or we can go to Abercrombie, and you can have a shirt. New York Mets went to Abercrombie. Yeah. Guess what? Gone.
Well, you got to build an entire team. I mean, that's why you don't spend money foolishly in free agency. It's really a fool's gold when it comes, you know, to free agency in professional sports because you spend a lot of money. Like, people are mad at Jerry Jones today, but I don't really disagree with what he said last night when he said, look, Dak was worth extending. Micah was not. And it's plain and simple right there. And Jerry kept talking about, I can go get five players for Michael Parson. Five different players for Michael Parson. Now, they have to hit, and Michael's a hell of a player, but I do understand Jerry's reasoning right there. We paid our quarterback. We're not going to go out there, and we're not going to pay a defensive end. We're going to go out there, and we're going to find somebody else and find five other guys that can, you know, make this roster better as a whole than just signing one guy. So Pete Alonso, before he even showered, opted out in front of the media yesterday. That's just a bad look for a player, man.
Yeah, he didn't even shower before he opted out.
That's what I said.
You know,
yeah,
he did after he showered.
No. He didn't even shower yet.
Yeah, didn't even shower. Yeah, still had the eye black on for a night game.
Yeah. 2 o'clock start. This guy's out here quitting.
Yeah.
You, pal.
Yeah, get bent. No, Royals finished season 82-80. They finish above 500. They fall short of the goal that they told us that they were, which was a playoff team. And now we get into the lab, right? Now it's Q and JJ and everybody and Sherman. Okay, first off, let's figure out where the stadium's going to go, please. And then
now I hear maybe after the November elections until they announce
Christmas,
it, which is it's
dude.
Another month.
Come on.
Figure it out.
I heard October 22nd. Then I heard, they may just hold it off till the actual general election is over in November. I'm like, good Lord.
Kiss
they're,
my
they're
ass.
They're really milking this end of the year thing now. You know, both the Chiefs and Royals got to the end of the year.
Because tomorrow's the big recall vote.
Yeah.
I'll be there right after the show. Can't stay after the show, guys. Got some important
stuff to take care of. You gotta go. You gotta go vote, man. It's election day.
So I'll tell the boss we don't have a show meeting tomorrow. I got a meeting with the library
tomorrow. Think you're going to wait in a long line for that tomorrow?
Yes.
You do?
I hope I am waiting.
I hope you
line.
Are too, actually.
I really do. I hope I'm waiting a long line because there's a dispensary down the street and there's a library right next to it. So I got plenty of time tomorrow after the show to go take care of business that needs to be taken care of. But yeah, the Royals fall short of their playoff goal. They finish 82-80, back-to-back winning seasons. I know there's people out here going, it's fast, Chiefs season, talk about Chiefs. Well, we put a ball in the end of the Raiders season
for baseball.
It's over, we move on. And we'll see what happens in the offseason. They need to get a right fielder or a left fielder. We're going to have to see really what the progression is of Caglione in the offseason. Carter Jensen looks like he's solidified himself on a roster spot next year. And we'll see what free agents pop out in the outfield, because I think you need an outfield bat. And I think we kind of know what they're going to go with the infield next year. I think it's going to be Pasquantino at first, Massey at second, Bobby at short, Mikel at third, and Salvador Perez behind the dish. If they can, what I think they should do, I think the biggest thing they should do this next season is restructure the Salvador Perez contract and then see what money you want to spend on an outfield bat that they desperately need.
Well, and it's going to be interesting to see if they spend on a bat or they use all that pitching collateral. I think Noah Cameron is the best player that you could trade for this organization right now and get something back in return. And that's the way you need to go. It's easier to go out and make a trade for a bat than it is to try to go out there and be competitive in the free agent market when you're Kansas City and you're competing against, you know, Toronto, against Santander. We keep going back to that. They offered him $30 million. So you want to take that away and be able to go out there and dictate who you're going to get, and the way you can do that is via a trade. I think the Royals are going to be very transactional this offseason. I think Salvador Perez's option, I say it gets picked up, but I think it ends up being a two-year option. I think they spread money over 2 years for Salvador Perez and kind of keep him as the wingman for Carter Jensen, the Alex Smith to the Carter Jensen, if you will. I think they will make changes in their hitting department. I don't know if that means Zumwalt gets fired, reassigned, or maybe there's other guys throughout the organization, directors of hitting and whatnot, that, you know, could, but I think there's going to be a change in the hitting department for the Royals some way, some form. And I think you go out and acquire a bat. And I also think you make a look at second base. I mean, Massey has proven that he can't stay healthy. And I thought that was a weak spot for the team all season long. So I would go get an outfield bat and I would go get a second baseman if I were the Royals right now. The great news is, now they'll say we always need pitching, but they don't need pitching, right? They don't have to go out there and look for a starter or look for a closer or look for this or look for that. Their pitching side of things is pretty much set. You make a couple adjustments on the offensive side of things, and I think you're set to go. And you had said something during one of the breaks that I think is really good to bring back up. You said, I think they should bring back Frazier. I'm with you.
I think you bring back Adam Frazier.
Yeah, I think he's worth the roster spot, man.
I think he's great for this clubhouse. I think he did well enough for what his role was. He's not going to be an everyday player, obviously. He's a, you know, matchup specialist. He's a, you know, a Sunday getaway game guy, but he's also a guy that really connects in this locker room. And it was shown. He did his role in the back half of the season. So again, the playoffs do start. The National League side, the boring side, we start first with, which can Cincinnati upset Los Angeles?
I love it.
Right? Philadelphia and Milwaukee
just
get the
to see
buys.
That guy imitate Terry Francona again.
Dude. Not a more wasted guy in the entire world yesterday. Well, maybe Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
Good Lord, dude. Dancing barefoot, soaked in champagne and beer. Had a cigar that was lit for about 2 seconds and it was ruined, but he still had it in his hand.
Oh, he was so good. Mac, did you see this guy yesterday?
Yeah, we were watching him in there during the break.
He's the best.
Yeah, he was white boy wasted is what we like to call that.
And which is imitating Frank Cohen.
Oh, it's so great.
Electric. What it's about, baby.
But Cincinnati and Los Angeles will play each other in the wild card round, and then San Diego and Chicago.
That one will
be kind of fun.
That's got juice.
Now, the American League side, holy smokes. We get Detroit and Cleveland all over again.
Oh, that's so good.
The winner of that will play the Seattle Mariners in the ALDS, and then Boston and New York will play best of three as well. The winner of that will go play their AL East foe, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right. Where are the Astros?
They're
at home.
There was a hit, batter, walk, and run that eliminated them from the playoffs.
How about that?
I mean, that's just insane, dude.
How'd you lose the postseason? Well, we hit a guy and walked in the winning run and lost.
No doubt, man. So, I mean, Detroit, Cleveland, you got to think if Cleveland goes into that series and wins the first two games of that wild card round, there's something going deep down in Detroit.
Now, it'll be interesting to see how they approach the offseason. It really will be.
I mean, they went from being the number one seed most of the season to falling to the sixth seed in the playoffs.
No, I know.
I mean,
would have been better
insane
if they fell out of the playoffs.
I was hoping they would. And then Boston, New York. I mean, do you need anything else?
No.
Do you need anything else other than that? Like, hey, Boston, You're heading to New York.
Yeah,
have fun.
Like, everybody's going to be watching that, you know. And then, you know, you mentioned the Reds and Dodgers is another good one. That's kind of the outlier that nobody's that interested in.
Yeah, but it's the small market Cincinnati Reds going against the major market Los Angeles Dodgers. And San Diego, Chicago, obviously big markets. Detroit, Cleveland, we know those markets. And then Boston, New York. That'll, and it starts Tuesday at noon.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon.
All day.
Yep. Tomorrow's a great day if you can get off of work. I know people like the NCAA tournament, you know, days and put, you know, get your balls cut and put the peas on there. But tomorrow's one of those days as well. If you're a baseball fan, there's something special about the high holy days of baseball with the postseason. I love the day games. I love the shadows. I love the crispness. I just love everything about it.
Because it gets us through the week until football starts. You watch playoff baseball Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday afternoon, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, we got a Thursday night football game this week. Couldn't even tell you who's playing.
I forget. I saw it the other day, and I'm like,
should we know? Should we know who's playing?
Is it the Rams and somebody?
Is it the Rams? It is. It is not. It is. Yes, it is. It is Rams and Niners.
That's right. Yeah.
Could it be a good one? I don't know. Rams right now favored by 3.5. And
that's
game.
It. Wow.
Well, the Niners are beat up, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're only by 3.5. It
Robert
Saleh's
going to need to go get him a big
Robert Saleh may play.
Yeah. Well, there's a chance. We'll see what happens if we can have some fun bringing some. A lot of people in the text line say bring back Yaz. For the Royals.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that, and you made a good point. Frazier's more of the clubhouse guy. I think that's what the Royals need. Yaz was nice at the end. He's not the hitting outfielder that we need. They bring Yaz back, and by May, everybody wants him gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says, Frazier looks like Jack from This Is Us and forces my wife to watch games.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking cat, man. Ain't no doubt about it. We dive back into what was yesterday because the Chiefs showed a lot. We explained that was. Yes, thanks. We'll talk to Vern next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.